Should we play the theme song again?
Yeah, you want to eat into our time.
I didn't realize it had such a great ending. We should play it again.
No.
Friends of Don Quixote.
I do love my theme song, but we have every second counts tonight.
Play it again. Okay.
You can't abuse your seat at the.
Wait a second. Get on the other mic. You're not on mic. Can we move that one around?
Oh.
This is going swimmingly.
You're unplugging my mics, too.
I did not intend to unplug your mic,
Using every diabolical underhanded trick in the book.
So it's
on. It is so on, Friedman.
Hey, tonight at 8 o'clock, we're doing our stand-up comedy special at Monty Hall. We hope you can come out. We have 12 great stand-up comedians. Andy's got some new jokes. I have a new joke.
I have 30 jokes.
Wow, you have 30 jokes.
Six of them are new.
Jesus, wow.
Well, joke number 4 and 5 of the new jokes are very similar.
Okay.
Really 5 new jokes.
Uh-huh.
3 of the 5 new jokes, I think, work pretty well.
I have 8 jokes.
But we have, it's not just us.
There's 10 other people.
10 other people. Someone's got to be good. Right?
Oh, yeah. There's some good comics in there.
Someone's got to be. Just the odds are.
There's a John Oliver comedy writer in the crowd.
Okay, there you go. That's a semi-pro
and then,
right there.
At the end of the night, we're going to let them all wrestle for the prize money. We're giving out a $100 prize to the best comic.
They can either wrestle?
The best wrestler.
I thought the plan was they would vote. They would vote for another comic. The comics would vote amongst themselves.
I thought they were going to wrestle, but we can do whatever you want.
Whatever works for you, Kenneth.
Okay.
Young Ken. So that's at 8 o'clock. That's live. We haven't done a live show in a while.
No, it's been a long time.
Right.
So come out, 43 Montgomery Street, 8 p.m. tonight.
There was so little negative response to our last outing that we decided to do it again.
That's right. I can't believe we used to do it every other week for 4 years. We used to do live shows.
That kind of is responsible for you and I becoming the household names we are today.
Yes. Yes, and my sponsorship deals and all of it from our years at the UCB Theater.
Now, why did that end? I remember audiences not coming.
It petered out. It peaked around year 2.
Well, we had a tough time slot.
Yes, it was very hard booking guests. Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Dinner time at 6.
It was also hard getting people to go there Wednesday at 6.
Yeah.
At first, people came.
Except for the problem getting guests and audiences.
Right.
We had a great system.
It was great. It was great.
But I don't want to waste any more time.
What are you talking about?
Okay, here is our deal today. I know this is the last week of your little clandestine, secret, shameful fundraiser.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, people can pledge by going to WFMU.org.
Yeah.
Got some people to thank.
We do?
Yep.
Okay, let's get that out of the way. Oh, man, they should have waited.
John Kay from New York City. He hosted the very first 7-second delay live show ever in his office in New York City, if you remember that one.
No.
Thank you, John Kay.
Thank you, John Kay, for sticking around.
He's been with us
a few years.
Yeah, a lot more people to thank, too, but we'll get to them eventually. Andy's put $1,000 up to give to WFMU.
Here's how it's going to work. I have a check with me. I will write FMU a check for $1,000, even though I can only imagine what they'll misuse it for.
Electric bills.
Exactly.
Things like that.
Exactly.
That's great. Write the check right now. $1,000.
No, it's not that easy. I will write you a check for $1,000, but... No, I'm gonna write the check. I'm not gonna fill in the amount because that will fluctuate. Every time anyone calls tonight, that amount goes down $50.
Well, they can't just call and hang up.
No, they have to just say their name, their first name, what town they're calling from.
That's very complicated. That's a lot. That's asking a lot.
So if I get 20 calls, I'm off the hook. If you love, in effect, it works like this.
So if you
love me, call the show. If you love the station,
don't call.
Don't call.
Don't call, but come to Monty Hall tonight at 8 o'clock for our big stand-up show.
Or do both, my friends. You can do both. One does not preclude the other.
It's true.
201-209-9368.
But the main thing is, don't call.
201-209-9368.
No, give out the real number. Give out the real number.
If you want to give your friend Andy Breckman a gift of $50, that will cost you nothing. It costs you nothing to call. But it will save me $50. I will be your friend for life.
Hey, how's your new TV show going? I hear it debuted last week.
It did great the first week, and then last night we were up against Game 6 of the World Series.
It's called The Misery Index.
The Misery Index
on TBS. You must be making a ton of money from that. Congratulations!
I'm just a consultant on that, but thanks for your concern.
Yeah,
201-209-9368.
Give out the real number.
That's our number. Wait, there's really no one calling?
There's nobody calling.
Don't call. If nobody calls, I get stuck with a $1,000 bill.
Yeah, don't call.
No.
The longest we've ever gone without a call is 40 minutes.
Well, that's when we were trying to be entertaining.
Yeah. So I'm sure we can break that record tonight. Help us break that record. Help us get to 6:45 with no calls.
Wait. Is that phone bank plugged in?
Yes, it is.
201-209-9368. This ain't funny. I was expecting to clear the decks. I was expecting to hit 20 calls in 20 minutes.
Hey, thanks to Jarrett in Monroe. He pledged to WFMU.
Yeah, you've gotten plenty of pledges. You don't need me.
2019 Hellraiser.
You don't need me and my $1,000.
Yeah, we do. This is only going until theoretically tomorrow, and we're not even three quarters of the way to the goal. But your $1,000 will really help, as will any other pledges that people can make at WFMU.org. Like Spencer from Randolph. Thanks, Spencer.
Hold on. If people call, you will save me $50. You know how long I have to drive to get here every week? I'm an hour in the car each way. It's 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
I'm an hour here. That's 3 dead hours. Hours I'll never get back. But I do it for you. I give and I give. I'm a giver.
Yeah,
that's how I was brought up.
Thank you.
In lieu of giving to charity.
Basically, if you call, you're costing the station $50.
But you're saving me $50, me personally. What will I do with that $50, you're probably wondering?
What would you do with it?
Hello?
Gamble? Gamble it away?
I could gamble it. I could gamble it.
And how is your gambling career going?
I need people to call. 201-209-9368. Hello, California Pizza Kitchen. That's what my kids will be saying, my beautiful little children. I haven't been out to a restaurant in years.
How'd that Martingale roulette system work out for you?
Needs a little finessing. 201-209-9368. All you have to do is pick up the phone. It's a way to stick it to the man. It's a way to say, hey, Ken, I resent you.
It's a way of costing WFMU $50.
Hey, Ken, I resent you asking me for money every single week, every single day. Oh, there it is.
Oh!
We're taking this call.
What the hell?
I'm loving it. Let me thank this person personally.
Maybe if it's a wrong number, it doesn't count.
Oh. Hey, you're on the earth.
What? Yes, it's a dial tone.
Did you really answer the phone?
Yes, I did.
We got to switch places. I got to man that. I got to man.
No, I did not cheat.
Can I take $50 off of that?
No, there was
somebody called.
There was a dial tone. You said they have to call. They have to say
first
hello.
First name and town
they're
from. All
these complicated instructions.
201-209-9368. Let me take a moment here to apologize to anyone I might have offended over the last year. Any genders, any ethnic groups. I make some jokes. I know I crossed the line.
Yeah, what are some of the groups that you've belittled?
I can't recall now.
I think women.
I'm so filled with regret. I was thinking this week that
women.
I really... Well, that's the old me.
Korean people.
That's I'm ashamed to admit that was me. But I'm grown.
Children.
I've evolved. In front of your eyes, people. We're taking these calls. It looks like two calls. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
That's a dial tone.
Oh, no, you're not really answering
the
call. Okay, let me think. Okay, yes.
And here's another call.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Scott from Staten Island.
There it is.
Scott, why did you...
That's how you do it.
Scott!
I met my girlfriend when I was volunteering for the marathon.
Yeah. Oh, your hot girlfriend?
That's what you get for behavior like that.
That's right, Ken. That's right, Ken.
But he has a super hot girlfriend.
You hit on his girlfriend?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but why don't you resume? Why don't you resume your little tirade about me disrespecting people? There you go. That's how. That's what.
Freaking Scott.
What goes around comes around.
Man, his girlfriend deserves better than him. So we're down to $950.
That's how it works.
Scott from Staten Island called.
And that's how karma works. If Ken has offended you, if Ken has hit on your girlfriend, if you've ever worked for Ken Friedman, this call will cost you nothing. 201-209-9368.
It doesn't cost me anything.
No, it costs our listeners nothing. But here's the sweetest part. You get nothing, I get $50, and Ken gets stabbed in the back.
Would somebody please...
It's a win,
would
win,
somebody please
win.
Donate $50 to make up for Scott?
Wait, there's our call. You got to take it.
Oh, they gave up already.
No!
They gave up.
Wait, we don't have Nick out there discouraging anyone, do we?
No, I wanted Nick out there, but here we go.
Okay, let's thank... Hey, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Your name is?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
They hung up.
People, you've got to identify yourself.
Well, somebody please donate $50 at WFMU.org because Scott just called and cost us $50. We're just trying to get back to 1,000.
Let me tell you what a win-win-win is.
Thank you.
A win-win-win.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me about a win-win-win.
I save $50.
Okay.
The viewer doesn't spend a nickel, and you get a little stab in the heart. Okay. Let's take this call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Say hello. Just say hello, for the love of God, by all that's holy.
They're toying with you.
They are toying with me. Why would they do that?
I want to thank Fernando in Astoria, who is doing a Swag for Life pledge.
Thank you, Fernando.
Thank you, Fernando.
201-209-9368. Cost you nothing.
Fernando's
I say
so
$50.
Cool.
I will be eternally grateful.
Fernando wouldn't call.
You know what? I throw
because he cares about WFMU.
I throw this phrase around a lot, but this week I actually mean it. You will become one of my best friends. I will put you on that list. I publish a list every 6 months, twice a year.
Yeah?
And you will be on it. Anyone that calls.
Where do you publish it?
I write it and put it. I post it in our kitchen.
Yeah.
In our house.
Oh, is that the list in your kitchen?
201-209.
Oh, my God. I didn't know what that list was.
You know who's on the list now? Scott. Hey, let's see who else is on the list of my new best friends. When was the last time you made a
Why
best
are
friend?
We getting more calls tonight?
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hey.
There it is. What's your name?
Well, I'm invoking a loophole. I'd like to be on the show with this call, but if I don't give my name or tell me where I'm from,
yes,
then what's the exact ruling on that?
I cannot take $50 off my check. Why would you do that? Why would you taunt me?
Because now a million people will call and not give their name, and I'll add to the bit.
I'm going to guess your name. If I guess correctly, I've got it. I've got $50.
That's fair.
Oscar.
Wrong.
Oscar.
Yeah. Have a great show, guys.
Thanks.
Sounded like an Oscar.
Oscar.
201-209-9368. Please, by all that's holy.
Don't call.
No, wait. We have called.
Every call.
Kenny, we got to answer the call.
Every call we get, Andy deducts $50 from the $1,000 he was going to give to WFMU. We're already
Kenny,
down.
You must answer the call.
Go ahead.
Thanks for calling, and I mean that sincerely.
Hey, Andy.
What is your name?
Mike.
It's Mike.
Sparta. You know Sparta?
Of course. I love Sparta. It's now my favorite place in the world.
Mike, what are you doing?
Well,
how did that feel, Mike? Didn't it feel great?
I had an idea.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, Andy, you could give me the $50.
Maybe, but thanks for calling, Mike. That's something to think about. Mike's giving us all...
Yeah, I just think about it.
Mike's giving us all a lot to think about. Thanks, Mike.
Mike, you just lowered...
201-209-9368. I owe you $900 as of this moment. Wait, we have a call. Thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi, Andy. Brian from Nyack.
Hi, Brian from Nyack. There you go. That's how you do it. We're sticking it to the man tonight. It feels good, doesn't it, Brian?
Brian,
yes, it does.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah, exactly. We've had your heel on the back of our neck for years, Ken.
Brian,
this is so sweet.
You just cost WFMU $50.
What goes around comes around.
Why
That's the game we're playing.
This? Why are they doing this?
It feels good. You can tell just from the tone of their voice. Brian, Mike, Scott.
We're supposed to be making money for WFMU here. Will somebody please pledge to WFMU.org and make up the money that these clowns are costing
How
us?
Do you explain this, Ken? All the cool kids are calling. Hey, we have another call.
Why are we getting more calls than we usually get?
Yeah, why did you ask yourself that, Ken? Why did you look in the mirror, Ken? Oh, wait. Oh, because you didn't answer it. They hung up.
They gave up too fast.
Because you didn't answer.
Here we go.
Hey, thanks for it. I think women count for twice.
No, they don't.
Women count for two calls.
No, they don't.
Hi, thanks for calling. Oh, no.
I have to hang up on that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a crank call, I got to hang up.
But can I take credit for that one?
No. They didn't give their name and their town. Listen, the way this works is Andy started the show offering to give $1,000 to FMU.
We're at $850 now, my
every
friends.
Call that we get deducts $50 from Andy's $1,000.
But you become one of my best friends for life. I am eternally grateful.
You won't remember their names 5 minutes after they call.
If I'm at any public place, any public function, and you step up and you say, hey, it's me, Scott. Hey, it's me, Mike. Hey, Brian. You'll see.
Hi.
You'll see you have a real friend. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, you tell me. What's your name?
Well, hold on. I have a question first.
He's taunting me.
When you were putting up the back wall, Ken said he would write people's names in wet cement if they pledged. Did Ken do that? Did you do that, Ken?
We did. Yeah, we did do that.
Oh, in that case, I remain anonymous.
Great. Thank you. And nobody's pledging at WFMU.org, meanwhile.
To make up the money.
To make up the $150 that we lost because those three clowns called.
This is a reverse fundraiser.
Yeah, it is a reverse fundraiser. Yeah. We're supposed to be raising money for WFMU.
It's a bizarro world fundraiser.
Not losing money for WFMU.
Now tell me, explain this. Why have we not done a show as entertaining as this in years and years? Why is this our favorite show and best show?
It's not our favorite.
It is.
It's not my favorite.
It's the best show we've done in years.
No, we're losing money.
How do you explain this? People love this show.
Says who?
Well, just to name three off the top of my head.
Where do you get that from?
Scott, Mike, and Brian. Coolest kids listening. Hey, you want to join our cool listener club? 201-209-9368. Here are the benefits of the cool listener club. Your favorite DJ, Andy Breckman, makes $50. All you have to do is call, and you've given me a gift of $50.
Andy Breckman.
As payback for the gift I give you every
Breckman,
week.
Andy Breckman, who just had a windfall with his brand new TV show on TBS.
201-209-9368.
$1,000 is nothing.
It's a way to say thanks, Andy.
Nothing
thanks
to him.
Thanks for helping. Thanks for giving of yourself
every
Wednesday.
Hey, thanks to Nina in Oakland, California for pledging.
Wait, then that counts as $50
No, these are people who pledged weeks
ago. Hey, we have a call. Let's take our call. Oh, yeah. God bless them, whoever they are. God bless you and your work. What is your name?
If Andy puts me on the misery index, can I win money and then give some of it to FMU?
I cannot. You know what? Now that you said that, I can't put you on. I can't put anyone I know or any acquaintance on.
But you can put on strangers.
Well, they have to be. They have to be. You know, as a producer, I can't have any connection with this contestant.
Yeah.
But what is your name? I'll put you on the guest list. Rough. I'll get you in to see the show. All I need is your name.
This is King Dean from Bergenfield.
Oh, it's Ken Dean from Bergenfield. Thanks for calling, Ken Dean. From
what
Bergenfield.
The hell?
That's how it works.
What the hell?
Thanks, Ken. You have a friend for life.
Hey, at least Sam the appraiser called to stick it to the man. He's covering some of the money that we're losing tonight. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, join our reverse fundraiser, 201-209-9368. It's our Bizarro World Marathon. Every time anyone calls, I will be contributing less money. Hey, wait, there was a call.
I what are you down to now? $800?
$800. 201-209-9368.
I'm playing by the rules. I am playing by the rules.
Ladies, where are my ladies? I thought the ladies loved me.
Scott and
Wait,
Staten Island.
Take this call. Take this call,
All
Kenny.
Right, Scott and Staten Island.
Take this call, Kenny. Thanks for calling, and I mean
and
that
you know what
from
Scott
the
and Staten Island
heart.
Says?
What?
Love you guys. You can hit on my girlfriend anytime.
Done and done.
Thank you, Scott
hey,
and
Scott,
Staten Island.
Send some photos. Hey, who's on the phone?
Hi, this is Sam the Appraiser.
Oh, from? You have to say that your town?
New Jersey.
What? That's not a town.
It's fine with me.
No, it's not a town.
Sam, what town are you in?
Jersey. I shouldn't say it. I don't want
to. Yeah, don't say it, Sam.
Why?
Because
it doesn't count if I don't say the town.
It doesn't count if you don't say the town.
It's great.
Geez,
great.
Sam. Sam, are you coming to the comedy show tonight at Monty Hall?
I think so.
Oh, good.
I got to get my computer fixed.
8 p.m. Bring your computer with you.
Yeah, well, somebody there
will
fix it.
You want me to do some stand-up?
Yeah.
Well, we can't. Is it too late to join our little?
I guess it is. Yeah.
We'll catch you next. We'll get you next time.
I only have a half baked little act. It's not really funny.
Well, then you'd be the star of our show.
Half baked is better than no baked.
Well, I'm at 1/8 baked. On a good night. 201-209-9368.
Thanks, Sam, for not costing us $50.
201-209-9368. Guys, let's stick it to the man. Ken, we are sick and tired of you whining and begging and pleading for money. What it seems like every week, every other week, it never stops. And this is our chance to show you, Ken.
It's been a long month.
It's been a long month. And,
yeah, it has.
And the constant wheedling and begging and groveling. We're sick of it, Ken, and this is our way to show it. 201-209-9368. Thanks for calling. Hi, thanks for calling. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Andy. I have a question for you.
Well, sure.
What? My name and everything. It's not hard. It's not a prank or anything.
Okay.
I swear.
Yeah. What? Oh, why are they doing this?
Like, what's in for me? In it for me? Can I get like $10? $20?
I'll kick back a little money.
They're saving you $50.
Venmo or something? Are you going
to
do this?
Can you come to the show tonight to 8:00 to Money Hall?
How much will you pay for my ticket? If you pay for my ticket, I'm there.
Done. You're in. All
Tom
I need is
Montclair.
Your name.
What?
What's the name?
Tom from Montclair. I'll see you at 8.
I'll see you at 8. I'll be happy to pay.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you, Tom from Montclair.
So let's see. We lose 50.
Yeah.
But then we get 12 back for the door admission.
Yeah.
Because we're not putting him on the list. You got to pay.
Fine. I'll
you got to pay for him.
My pleasure. And by the way, I'll extend that offer to anyone that calls.
How many people have done this now?
Hold on. Well, these are the coolest. What are the odds, Ken? The coolest listeners we have are the ones that are responding to my plea. Scott, Mike, Brian, Ken, Sam. Oh, no, wait. Sam did not follow through. Tom from Montclair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I need 15 more calls.
5. So that cost us
$250. 201-209-9368.
Well, Robert,
hey, let's take this call.
Robert pledged to make up for those clowns, those 5 clowns. Thank you, Robert in Morristown.
Hey, thank you very much. Whoever you are, I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, that Tom guy has some good ideas.
Are you coming to the show tonight?
Well, what time does it end?
It's a little north of an hour. You'll be out of there by 9:30. You'll see most of the game.
I gotta say, I'm not gonna make it in time then.
Oh.
So I'm not gonna give my name. I thought if it would be like 2 hours, I could make enough of it. But
wait, I think it might go 2 hours. Now
it could easily go 2 hours with the wrestling. Yeah.
I'm looking now at the roster. Yeah, it might go 2 hours. You come late, you'll get in.
I still feel kind of bad, though.
The wrestling's going to last about 20, 30 minutes.
That feeling bad, that feeling ashamed of yourself, that passes. Believe me, I can tell you.
What can you do to make me not say my name?
Hang up on you, I guess.
That's true.
I could do that.
Well, don't call back and toy with me. Hey, we have another call. We got to go. Thanks very much.
Got to go. Bye.
Bye. Thanks very much. Hey, thanks for calling. I'm a big fan of yours.
Don't do it. Don't say your name. Don't.
Huge fan of the show. First time caller, long time listener.
And your name, of course, is?
Brian. I accidentally gave money against Ken. I thought literally you had to call in to donate. I was donating for Ken, not against Ken. So that I feel like my $50 should be taken out.
So, Brian, yeah, don't tell us what town you're in, and you won't cost us $50.
Okay.
What town are you in? Where are you calling from, Brian? You legally have to tell us.
No, you can tell us the state or the county.
Brian, you're on the air, so you legally must inform
Township?
Us.
Township? No, you don't have to tell us anything,
Brian. It sounds like you're calling from Pensauken.
Was meant pro WFMU.
Don't cost WFMU.
Oh, Brian's saying he called earlier. Is that what you're saying, Brian?
Yeah, no, I did. I donated online.
No, I'm sorry. It's too late.
No, Brian, it's too late. You cost us $50. Brian misunderstood.
He did.
He misunderstood.
Well, I can't help it if your fans are dumb. 201-209.
Brian's not dumb.
9368. I'll take your dumb money. I'll take your smart money. It's all appreciated.
Just to bring you up to speed, at the top of the hour, Andy offered to donate $1,000 with the stipulation that every call we got with somebody giving us their name and town would deduct $50 from Andy's $1,000. Now we're down to $750. We're losing money.
We're just
money.
Getting started. I just need 15 more calls. 201-209-9368. It's our way to stick it to the man. Has he hit on your girlfriend like he did with Scott? Have you worked for him? He's a terrible boss. Ken, your anger management problems, maybe somebody's experienced that firsthand.
No.
Hey, we have a call. Let's go. Come on, let's take it. Be fair to me. Thanks for calling. We have two calls. Hey, thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hey, my name is
Oh, he toys with me. Okay, hey.
No, go ahead. What's your name?
What's your name?
Yeah, no, don't tell us. Wait.
No.
You understand that if you tell us your name and your town, WFMU loses $50, right? You understand that.
Thank. I completely understand.
Okay, and your name is?
That's all I'm going to say, but I just really wanted to know. What are you guys going to be for Halloween?
It's a great question, and we're going to get back to you on that.
I'm sexy climate change.
Sexy climate change, great. Yeah.
I'm sexier climate change. You would not believe.
Damn.
You would not
damn
believe
you.
My costume. Okay, hey, wait, we have another call. Okay, here
damn
we go.
Damn you, Andy. You are really doing sexier climate change?
Yeah, here we go. Let's take this call before they hang up. Thanks for calling.
Brian, I just want to make sure you know, I'm not the same guy that just called. I'm Brian from NIAC.
Oh.
The radio said you can't call twice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's Brian from NIAC.
Yeah.
No, he called before. That was Brian from NIAC.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so that
the other,
it wasn't
the
legitimate.
Other Brian was not
was
real.
Confused. Okay.
So we've lost $250 in the last half hour. If anybody, let's see, Sam made up 100.
Wait, I need more people to call.
201-209-9368.
Ken, we are sick and tired of you begging and whining for money. Why can't you stand on your own 2 feet like every other radio station in the country?
This is how we stand on our own 2 feet.
Yeah, no, it is.
By begging and
whining. Yeah, by rattling your little tin cup.
Yeah.
We're sick of it, Ken. And we're about to show you how sick we are. 201-209.
You don't even listen.
9368.
You don't even listen to the station. You can't possibly get sick of it.
I have my assistant listen. He tells me what's going on.
Oh, tell us about your assistant.
I make him listen to 2 hours a week randomly.
Hey, thank you, Gregory in Portland.
Hey, we got to take this call. Come on, Ken. Be fair to me.
Gregory in Portland said the devil made him do it.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi, who's this? No, don't tell me.
Wait, yes. What's your name?
Don't tell us your name.
No.
Wait, Joe from where?
Michelle from Brooklyn.
Michelle, I love you.
Michelle.
God bless you and your work.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. You have lots of chances
to
ask
her. Why did she do that?
I don't know.
That was not our Michelle from Brooklyn.
It sure was.
Our Michelle with one L? No. She never would have done that.
It sure was. The people that know you best, Ken, what does that say about Ken Friedman?
No, that wasn't her.
The candidate's wife won't vote for him, what does that say about the candidate? Ken, these are your people. 201-209-9368. The people that know you best.
So we're down to 700 now? $700?
All you have to do is call, say your name, say your town.
Don't call. Please don't call.
201-209-9368. It will cost you nothing. It will bring me enormous relief and joy.
Sean in Rockaway, thank you very much.
I've been there for you every damn week.
Sean says, such great programming.
Hey, it's a way to say thanks, Andy. Thanks for being there. And it's a way to stick it to the man.
Sean says, I'd be devastated if something happened to WFMU.
Hey, we got to take this call. Wait, we have two calls. You got to be fair to me. Okay. Hi, thanks for calling. What's your name?
Andy, it's Michelle. I would never do that to Ken. That wasn't me.
Yeah,
Michelle, just remind me, what town do you live in?
I'm not telling.
Okay, well, it's a different Michelle, but we'll take it. Hey, thanks very much. Okay,
thanks Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. We'll see you.
All right, bye.
We'll see you later today.
See,
let's take this call. Wait, we have a full phone bank. Thanks for calling.
Hi, this is Joe from Brooklyn.
Joe from Brooklyn.
Joe, what are you doing?
That's how you do it.
I miss Nachum Siegel terribly.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Oh, Joe!
If you miss Nachum Siegel, this is the way to...
Every year to the Nachum Siegel show.
That's right.
A lot of money.
That's right.
Jesus, Joe.
This is the way. Hey, the guy that kicked Nachum Siegel off, he's sitting right here.
I didn't kick Nachum Siegel
201-209-9368.
What's your new show on television that they...
It's actually on... Mentioned. Well, it's actually on Tuesday nights. It's called The Misery Index. But it's great that you bring up the pogrom of 3 or 4 years ago.
We really miss it.
Oh, my God, I miss him.
You know, he still does a show every day. You can still listen to him online.
I miss him terribly here. Hey, it's
I listen to him online.
But it's a great way to stick it to the man that canceled Nachum Segal.
Thanks for nothing,
201-209-9368.
No, wait. Don't forget that every person who calls and gives their name
exactly
deducts $50 from Andy's nut.
It's doing God's work.
What are we down to? 650 now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, we're down 650. To 650.
Hey, we have a full... Hey, we're going to end our show early, buddy. We're going to be out of here soon. Hey, thanks very much for calling. What's your name?
Robert.
Robert, and what town are you in, Robert?
Morristown.
Oh, Robert from Morristown. Hey, buddy, you have a friend for life.
Robert, why did you do that?
Hey, Ken, I'm sorry. I just can't. I can't stand to see a man parted from his hard-earned $50.
That's right, buddy. I work hard for this money.
Andy's $1,000 is quickly disappearing. We're down to.
Ken's never actually seen someone working for money. He can't quite picture how it comes together. 201-209-9368. Ken, to make that $1,000, I have to earn $2,000.
Go ahead.
Give it, Ken.
You have people on the line.
Hey, welcome to my favorite episode of all time. Wait. Oh, fine. Oh, hey. Thanks very much for calling. What's your name?
I will tell you.
Oh.
Don't
if yeah. You pay for my admission tonight into the comedy show.
I will. I will. Find me.
For me and one friend.
Wait a minute.
That's two admissions.
That's like a half off, right?
Okay. I will. I accept your terms. Oh, you're good. You're good. What is your name and where are you from?
We lost him.
Oh, well, then I can't help him.
Yeah. But you don't lose $50. We don't lose $50.
Well, it was 25 each.
Go ahead. Take the call.
Maybe he would have bought a few T-shirts. Maybe it would have come out on top.
Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for calling. No! Wait, did I lose him?
Yeah, you lost him. People, don't call.
People, call.
We've already lost almost half the money Andy was going to donate.
201-209-9368. Let's stick it to the man. The man doesn't want you to call. What does that tell you?
Thank you to Evan in Hoboken who pledged to 7-second delay earlier today. Thank goodness. Because everybody who's calling tonight is costing us all our money.
Hey, Evan, I'd love to thank you in person. Evan from Hoboken, give me a call. 201-209-9368. Nope, I've never asked you for anything.
Nobody's calling.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Give us a call, 201-200-9368.
No, you're doing what I do on Marathon Week. 201-209-9368. You hate it when I do that.
209-200-9900-9367.
Oh, what does that tell you? Now he's playing dirty.
9468.
Now he's cheating. People hate that, Ken. Look, what? We have a call. People hate it when you cheat. Oh, we have two calls. Let's go. 1-1-1-1. Hey, thanks very much for calling. Your name is?
Hi, I love the show.
And your name? Oh, we're not going to get
I'm
a name.
Sorry.
Okay. Let's take the next call.
I hang up on funny voices.
Yeah, exactly. I do too. Hi, thanks very much for calling. Of course, your name is.
Justin.
Justin from where? Oh, there
Justin,
you go.
Justin, why? Why, Justin?
I don't know. Someone tells me to call. I'm going to call. You know.
That's right. Somebody tells him to call, and he calls.
What are we down to?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 legitimate calls.
We're down to $550.
We are. 201-209-9368. Justin, how did that feel? Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
You could tell it was the high point of his week.
Will somebody please make up for these people? They're costing us all this money.
We stick it to the man. Somebody tells me to call.
You can pledge by going to WFMU.org. Of course, if you want to cost WFMU money, then do whatever
hey,
Andy's
we'll take
talking
this call.
About.
Oh, the station manager, the man, the boss, doesn't want you to call. What does that tell you, people? It's time to rise up. 201-209-9368. Let's take this call.
973.
We're taking this call. Thank you very much.
609.
We're taking this call. Ken, you got to take the call.
We're taking
You're on the air. Hi, thanks for calling.
This is Grover from East Banana.
No.
That's not real.
I know, it's not real.
Whew. Thank goodness. I did believe it when he said Grover, but when he said East Banana...
Yeah.
Because there is no East Banana.
Up until the banana part, I was on board. Like East, he still had me. 201-209-9368. Let's take this call.
917-400-93.
Okay, let's take this call. Thanks for calling 201-209-9368. What's your name?
Don't do it. Don't tell him your name and town. Don't.
What's your name, sir?
Don't do it.
Okay, we'll take the next call.
Good.
Our phone bank's lit up. 201-209-9368. Thank you for calling.
Don't tell us your name in town.
God bless you and your work. What's your name?
I call 200-936.
Good. Yes, okay. That's the right number to call. It's 917.
That's Ken trying to sabotage.
200-93.
That's a weird.
What is your sir? That's a great story. Right? I love that story. I love how you told it. What is your name?
200-936.
No. What is your name?
My name is Robert. And I'm from Lodi.
There it is. God bless you and your work,
Robert. He just tricked you.
I didn't trick him.
I just tuned in. I'm in the other room, so I don't really care.
He doesn't count. He's in the other room.
What do you mean he's in the other room? That's a call. It came through a board.
I just walked in, and I was like, I heard you two whining. I was like, hey, you know, they've been doing this whole thing, so maybe I'll just, you know.
I don't know. I'm taking that call.
Robert,
Robert? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, we're halfway home. People, we're halfway home, and I love you all. I'm going to tell you who I love most of all. Scott, Mike, Brian, Ken, Tom, Michelle from Brooklyn, Joe from Brooklyn, Robert, Justin, and Robert from Lodi.
These are the people who've cost WFMU $500.
They are the coolest listeners you have, Ken. Ken, I won't have you denigrating these people. They're the best listeners we have. They're the cream of the crop.
Only one person had a rational reason.
Join our cool listener club.
Don't
201
call. Please
209-9368.
We're trying to raise money for WFMU. We're not trying to lose money.
Guys, we have 20 minutes. I need 10 more calls. 201-209-9368.
If nobody calls the rest of the show, Andy still has to donate $500.
People are going to call. People want to thank me. Andy, we love you. Andy, we appreciate how hard you work for a living and how hard you work for us.
You've been unemployed.
Hey, we have a call. Here we go. Thanks very much for calling. What's your name?
I'm not saying.
Good.
Okay, we're going to take another call.
That's how it goes.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Are there any women going to be showing up at the show tonight?
Yes.
Half of our
more
lineup.
More than one?
Yes.
They're more than one. They're like nearly half are women, and they're all pretty hot.
Oh, good to know.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
So even if they're not funny, there's something going on.
You see that? You see that? That's why you shouldn't call. That's why.
Wait, we're taking the next call.
Really?
Exactly.
Never again.
Thank you.
All right.
Never call again.
Never again. Never again.
What am I doing? I'm encouraging people to not call.
That's right. 201-209-9368. You got to take these calls, Ken. Hey, thanks very much for calling. What's your name?
Don't tell him.
Please.
What's your name?
Is Ken there?
I am Ken. Yeah, Ken here.
Hey.
How's it going?
Don't
tell me your name. Are you going to come to Monty Hall tonight at 8:00?
My bike was stolen by big kids.
Oh man.
Okay,
that sucks.
Anyway, can I pledge $100?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go.
Why don't you pledge $150 and say your name?
You hung up on me. That's why. Who once met Tom McClain once.
Yeah, you hung up. You hung up on him, Andy.
Well, no, that was my finger slipped.
Andy, yeah.
I don't know how to work this equipment. It's a new piece of equipment. Okay, we're taking the next call. Ken, you gotta be cool.
Gotta go to WFMU.org and pledge your $100 there.
All right.
Fine.
I'm not hanging up on you.
201-209-9368.
I'm waiting for you to hang up on me.
Dear God, Ken, you must take this another call. Not cool, man. Hi, thanks very much for calling.
I'm still not hanging up on the other guy.
What's your name?
I'm trying to double dip. I called before.
No, can't do that. Are you still there? I haven't hung up on you yet. Are you there?
He's gone.
Oh,
man. Wait, I stalled out here. 201-209-9368.
Don't call.
Hey, this
Don't
is my call. Come on, Kenny. Thanks for calling. 201-209-9368. God bless you and your work. What's your name?
The levee was dry, Andy. The levee was dry.
He's doing Don McLean for me.
I think that's the line that you wrote. Wasn't that your contribution?
Not enough to get co-credit, according to McLean, but I did contribute a part of that chorus.
Was it that the levee was dry, or was it that drove my Chevy to the levee? You wrote one of those.
Well, he said I drove my scooter to the levee, and I said, why not a Chevy?
Okay, so that was, and then...
And then his next line was, the levee was pretty darn beautiful. And I said, no, man, make it more dramatic. Hey, we have another call. Come on. Be cool. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Johnny and Beacon. Can I get a large cheese breadstick?
Johnny and Beacon.
That's a prank call.
No. You don't know if any of these are prank. He's as legitimate as anyone. Johnny Beacon. That's
why,
it.
Why are people doing this?
That's call number 11.
We're
we need
$450.
Nine more calls. 201-209-9368. People, please. Hey, Andy, thanks for all your work.
And nobody is pledging to make up for these people.
Thanks for your effort,
that's
Andy.
That's the really upsetting thing.
Thanks for being there every week, Andy. Oh, and by the way, Ken, this is what we think of you in your management style. Begging for money, whining for money.
This is what public radio does.
Not if they know what they're doing. Sell a few ads. Take some money from the Chubb group. Hey, there's our calls. 201-209-9368. Let's take these calls. Hey, thanks very much for calling. What's your name?
I'm on Ken's side.
Yeah, there
okay,
you go.
Then we go to the next call.
I cannot believe that people are calling.
I know.
Okay.
I can't believe
okay,
it either. We're in the middle.
Hey, we don't have time to yap.
It's unbelievable. No, yeah.
We're in the middle of a fundraiser.
No. Ken, take the next call.
Well, thank you.
Ken.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, thanks for calling you. What's your name?
Don't tell him. Don't tell him your name. Don't tell him.
What's your name?
It'll cost the station $50.
My name is Alex.
And where are you from, Alex?
Don't tell him, Alex. Don't tell him where you're from.
County.
Okay.
Good.
Love it.
County. No.
No, Boston County.
It's a county.
Oh, that's good. That's his address. That's how people identify themselves. Okay. He was clearly somebody that had it up to here.
So what, are we down to 400 now?
Yeah, that was... that was number 12. We need 8 more calls, and we have some calls coming in. No. I saw you hit the wrong one. Come on now. Do I have to really monitor how you're answering
calls? You're sharp.
Yeah. Hi, thanks for calling. What's your name?
Don't tell him.
Hi, Cindy.
Cindy from where, Cindy?
Cindy, don't tell him where you're from.
What's that?
I'm from Manhattan Beach.
Okay, Manhattan Beach. And thank you so much for calling, Cindy. Hey, Cindy, you've just made a friend for life.
Why? Cindy, why?
You're my 18th best friend.
And then nobody's calling, nobody's pledging WFMU.org to make up for all these
201, people.
209. We're going to end up at zero. We're
going to end up. No, that's a good
this
thing,
this is
Ken.
The worst idea you ever had.
This is so sweet. This is sweet. Because Cindy knows, Alex knows, Johnny knows, it costs them nothing to call.
But it costs WFMU $50.
They get to inflict a little
this
pain,
is
a little pinprick of pain. Hey, well, let's take this call. Thanks very much for calling.
This is Bobby Z in Minnesota. You had it coming, Ken. You had it coming.
I don't think he's not really Bobby
That's
Z.
That's good enough. Who knows who any of these
Bobby
are?
Bobby Z.
Who's dead now?
That's all we ever ask from any caller. Hey, we have another call. Hey, it's a good question, Ken. Who's dead now?
A lot of people are dead now.
Yeah. Hey, we have two calls. This is it. My people are calling.
All right. How about
my posse has my back.
Everybody who doesn't want WFMU to lose money, please call and lock up the phone line.
No, out, not cool.
201-209-9368. Call up. Don't give us your
Ken,
name.
Well, Ken, then you have to change places. I have to be on the phone bank.
Oh, no, I'm doing it.
Because you're not answering calls.
Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hey, how are you doing there, Andy?
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm an actor, too. I know you don't make a lot of money.
Exactly. I've been struggling for years, just like you. What's your name, brother?
Don't tell him your name.
I got to tell him, Andy.
Okay.
Ken.
Yeah.
No, why? Why? It'll cost WFMU
$50. Okay, go ahead. What's your name, brother?
Hey, Ken, I'll make it up to you, man. Don't worry.
Okay.
Then do it. It up right now.
What's your name, brother?
Warren from Little Falls.
There it is. Warren from Little Falls. God bless you, Warren.
This is unbelievable.
Lauren's a brother in arms. You don't understand
and
that,
then
Ken.
Meanwhile,
you don't understand the kindred spirit that
meanwhile,
we feel.
Meanwhile, nobody's pledging at WFMU.org. Nobody.
Michelle knows, Joe knows, Robert, Justin, Robert. Warren, Bobby Z, Cindy, Alex, Johnny,
how many
Tom.
Of them are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Answer the phone. Answer the phone while I'm counting. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Don't tell him your name.
We're calling to say that we'll give you $50 if you tell us.
What's your name?
Yeah, what's your name, Andy?
My name is Andy, and I live in Madison. Hey, what's
no,
your
I need,
name?
I don't want that. I want the address.
Yeah, your address in Madison.
No, that we don't give.
I think it's publicly available.
That would make me a little uncomfortable.
I think if you Google, you'll find it.
If you, right now on air, give me your address, I will donate $100 to this.
I can't do it.
It's Googleable, trust me.
I can't.
No, but I need him to say it. I need him to say it on air.
I'm uncomfortable even saying the town. But I said the town.
Well, Madison. Everybody knows you're from Madison.
Madison's a big town. There's a lot of people that live there.
I'll tell you this. I'm often eating at the Bagel Chateau on Main Street. You can find me there.
He's up on the hill.
It's where all the rich people live. I can't sign up the bagel shop for spam.
He's up on the mansion.
Okay,
we're taking the
next call. Okay. Thanks very much. Hi, what's your name?
Don't tell him your name.
Okay, we're taking the next call.
Perfect. Call up and lock the phone lines up.
201-209-9368. Yes. All right, we got to take the next call. Ken, you've got to help me.
Lock the phone lines up at 201.
What's your name?
Don't tell him.
What's your name?
Perfect.
No.
That's what we're looking for.
Come on, Ken, then you must answer the call.
I'm answering the call.
Hi, what's your name?
Don't tell him your name.
Say your name.
Don't say it.
Brian on the Upper East Side.
There it is, Brian, Upper
Brian,
Manhattan.
Why?
Hi,
why
Brian
did you
from
do
Manhattan.
That?
Well, I just love Andy.
Exactly. He knows. You. Brian knows how much I give and give. Hey, thank you very much, Brian. You're a brother in arms. Hey, if you want to join the Cool Listener Club, it's 201-209-9368. The cost of admission, zero. All you have to do is say your name and what town you're calling from.
Yeah, and then Andy deducts $50 from his intended pledge.
Win-win. It's called a win-win-win-win-win. Here we go. Let's take the next call. Look at phone bank. Hi, God bless. What's your name?
Don't tell him your name.
Hi, my name's Brendan.
And where are you calling from, Brendan?
Well, I pledged about 15 minutes ago. Ken said nobody's pledging on the website. I wanted him to say thank you or else I'll tell you where I'm from.
Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you, Brendan, for your generous donation. Love the show.
Thank you, Brendan.
Where are you calling from? You're on the air. You have to legally tell us where you're calling from.
No, you don't have to legally.
That's the law, my friend. That's the FCC.
Don't roll six.
Okay, here we go. Thanks very much for calling.
Hey.
Yes, hello.
Hey, is it raining where you are?
Where are you from?
Don't tell me where you are.
Say where I'm from?
No.
Yeah. What's your name and where are you from?
No, because Andy can track you.
Where are you from?
Andy, this is a big fishing.
Pleasant. I made my $50 donation this morning and I had to search out.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I could plug your show. I had to say, thank you, Point Pleasant. Name of it. I'm like, Who are the two guys that talk about nothing?
Cool.
That's me.
Yeah,
that's us.
On a good night, we talk about nothing. Oh, I forget. What's your name?
No, don't tell him your name.
What's your name?
Point Pleasant.
I don't want to cost the show.
Oh, for the love of God. Okay, we're taking the next call. Okay, we have a full fade bank. Ken, you got to help me out. 10 minutes to go. Hi,
there
what's
you
your name?
Go. Point Pleasant, NJ.
What's your name?
Don't tell him.
What's your name? What's your name, sir?
Andy's never been so
you're on the air.
Show. This is a big phishing scam.
209.
Andy's just trying to get
201-209-9368.
Andy's trying to get personal info on as many.
Ken,
listeners.
You have to let him talk. What's your name?
I'm letting him talk. Go ahead, talk. He's there.
He's not there. We're going to the next
she's
call.
There. Okay.
Hi, thanks for calling. What's your name? You're on the air.
No way.
Exactly. Okay. That's what we're looking for. Calls like that at 201-209-9368.
Okay. Thanks very much. Let's take another call. What's your name? Thanks for calling. Thanks for bailing me out.
Thank you, Point Pleasant.
I'm in a little bit of a hole here. What's your name?
It's a phishing scam.
Anxious to hear your name. 201.
Don't do what Andy's. He's trying to steal your credit card info.
Okay. Oh, hold on. What's your name?
My name is Nadia.
And where are you from?
Nadia,
where do you live, Nadia?
Never tell a grown-up where you're from, Nadia.
I'm not going to say.
There you go. Nadia rocks. Okay. Nadia rocks.
Okay.
We love Nadia.
No. Okay, we're taking the next
call. We love Nadia.
Nadia, next time a grown-up asks you where you live, you have to tell him. That's the rule.
No.
Yes.
That's terrible.
And then he'll give you a ride home in his van.
That is terrible.
Okay, let's call. Come on, let's take the next call.
Hey, Amanda from Morristown doing her part, making up for some of these clowns. Thank you, Amanda.
Okay, Ken, we got to take the call. Hi, thanks for calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, if you want your credit card information,
201-209-9368. What's your name?
If you want to give Andy access.
Ken, you have to let him talk.
I'm letting him talk. If you want.
What's your name?
This is all just a scheme to get
access. No, Ken, you're cutting them off.
Go ahead. Talk.
Okay, we go to the next call. I know, they're eating up time.
Cat's got their tongue.
They're running out the clock. It's like a bad football game. Here we go. It's like the fourth quarter.
We should have run out the clock at the beginning.
Here we go. Let's take the next call. Hi, thanks for calling.
Run out the clock. Go ahead.
What's your name?
Good evening. I love the show.
Okay. Okay.
Good
next
evening.
Call.
Good evening to you,
Ken. Could take the next call. Okay. Thanks for calling. We have 7 minutes to go. What's
How
your name?
How are you this evening?
Transylvania.
Okay. What's your name, caller?
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Hi. What's your name?
Don't tell him. It's a phishing scheme.
Yeah, the man wants to. No. The man doesn't want you to
Andy,
say your name.
Andy just wants to.
You have such a beautiful speaking voice.
My name is.
Yes.
Man, I can't remember my name.
Okay, we're next call, Ken. No, Ken. Here we go. We're moving on.
It's all a big scheme to just.
No, I don't want to know your name anymore. I'm on to you, sweetheart. No, come on, Ken. We have a full phone bank. This is not cool.
Thanks. We're moving on.
Ken!
We're moving on.
Hi, thanks for calling. What's your name?
I got a call.
Hi, I'm calling because it seems that you inquired about reducing your student
loan. Let's go, Ken.
Perfect. Hey, Ken. Robert from Morristown just pledged a huge pledge to make up for the $50 he raised. Thank you, Robert.
Ken, take the call.
My God, Robert, that was so generous.
We have the full phone bank and 6 minutes to go. Okay. Thanks for calling. Hi, what's your name and where do you live?
It's a phishing scam. Don't tell them any information.
What's your name?
Apparently.
Yes. No.
It's like huge thing. Everybody is telling me to call in right now and tell you who my name
is
and where I live.
Yes,
but
go
don't
ahead.
Don't do it. Don't do
go
it.
Ahead.
Okay, my name is, it's a little hard to pronounce.
Okay, we're going, we're moving on.
Is it?
In language, you
said. This is like the Rumpelstiltskin
what
story.
Was, yeah, what was the name of the guy in
Maybe I should tell you my nickname.
No. Nicknames we're moving on.
Good.
She's just teasing me. She's
Thank
teasing
you.
Me.
I
Here
love
we go.
You. Thank you.
No, we... Hey, how about somebody on my team?
Melinda in Portland.
201-209-9368.
Thank you, Melinda in Portland.
Okay, let's put him on the air, Ken.
Thank you, Emily. Emily in Utah.
Put him on the air, Ken.
Hey, they're on the air.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Stop hitting me.
What's your name?
Andy's...
Yes.
My social security number?
No. Okay.
559.
Okay, next call.
He's giving you a social security number.
No, we're not. Ken. Okay, hey, thanks for calling. Your name and address.
Oh, man, Matt Fivash is here for Weekly World Blues. Thank God it's almost over.
No.
What are we at?
What's your name?
How much
I'll tell you in a minute. Ken, answer some phones. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Team Ken.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
No. Ken, take the next call.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Whoops.
We need your name. Thanks for calling.
Hi, is this WFMU?
Yes, it is.
What's your name and where you're calling from?
Do you listen to the radio station?
I have the perfect answer for you.
Oh, no.
My name is no. My sign is no.
Okay.
My number is no.
Exactly. Exactly. No. You rock.
Hey, wait. You know the rules here. No empowered women. That was always our rule.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
201-209-9368.
Oh, shoot, because we have some empowered women doing stand-up tonight at Monty Hall.
Yeah.
Is that going to be okay?
No, that'll be fine.
Okay,
by then, that's over an hour away. I'll be evolved.
Okay, good.
Okay. Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
Do you want to reduce your student loan?
Oh, no. Hi, what's your name and where are you from? Oh, this is a nightmare.
I get those calls all the time.
Hi, where are you?
Hello?
Yes, hi. What's your name?
I'm trying to get my name and where I live.
Yes.
Don't tell them.
Ken, we're moving on.
Describe where you live.
This is a nightmare. 201-209-9368. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
No means no, Andy.
Oh. Yes, Andy.
Oh, no.
I wish you knew that already.
This is...
No means no, Andy.
This is like
Andy.
The end of a bad Twilight Zone.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's go. Come on. Ken, we have three
it's
minutes.
It's a cookbook.
Yeah. Hi, thanks for calling. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Andy, this is your grandmother. You didn't.
That is a great imitation of Andy's grandmother.
It does.
I'm
getting chills.
That is such a good imitation.
I need some friends right now. Some desperate. Come on, let's go. Let's go, Ken. Come on, Kenny. Ken, you have to roll down.
You have to admit.
Ken, yeah.
You have to
dead on, as if she's sitting right in the room with me. 201-209-9368. I need some friends quick. What's your name?
No.
Okay. Ken, I can take three more calls. Let's go. Ken. Come on, Ken.
Okay.
Come on.
Stop hitting me.
Be a friend. Hi, thanks. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
I'm just calling because everybody's telling me they have to. They offer the opportunity to pay $5 to know my name.
I'll pay you $5 next time I see you. What's your name and where are you from?
He's never going to see you.
Just say your name.
I need to establish a date.
Let's go. Ken, the next call.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. Hi, thanks for calling. Where are you from? Somebody. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was going to sing happy birthday.
Ken, let's take the next call. Ken, let's... Hey, thanks for calling. What is your name? I'm going to cry.
Wait,
what was that?
It sounded like a curse. I don't know.
That was sound like a name to me.
No, it didn't. Not to me.
Okay, what's your name? Hi, who am I talking to?
This is nobody from nowhere. Okay. You shouldn't have wasted.
Yeah, exactly. You shouldn't have wasted everybody's time and wasted all
Ken,
the money.
Ken, stop your babbling.
Emily
Ken,
in
move
Utah.
Your finger.
Thank you, Emily in Utah.
Here we go. Hi, thanks for calling. What's your name?
Tie up the line, please. Please tie up the
long
line.
Long time listener.
Yes, what's your name?
Excellent.
Yes,
excellent.
First time caller.
We're
okay,
so
great.
Happy you finally
I
called
I am,
it.
Yes. What's your name? Oh, for the love of God. Let's go. We're moving on.
We're out of time, Andy.
No. I have 2 minutes. Let's go. I can take five
Come
calls.
On. Wrap
Hi.
Up.
What's your name?
Tie up the phone lines, folks.
My name's Jeff.
Oh, where are you calling
Don't
from, Jeff?
Don't tell him where you're from, Jeff. Don't tell him where you're from. It'll
My
cost.
My name's Jeff.
Yeah. Where are you calling from, son? Say the name. Say
Jeff,
the name of
it's
a town.
A great name, Jeff.
Look at him.
Jeff.
Oh, for the
Thank
Lord.
You, Jeff.
Shoot. Hi, where are you calling from?
Hang on. Brian from New York, New York, called, and now he's pledging more than he took away from you.
Okay, that's a good
that's
way to
great.
Do it. I'll accept that system.
And Zachary from Montclair, same deal. Thank
okay,
you.
I accept all of that.
And Daniel in Jersey City.
Well, then, you know what? They're friends of both of ours. Let's take some more calls. Ken, we have 2 minutes. Come on.
Okay.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I don't
okay.
have anywhere.
Okay, here we go.
He's homeless, Next, Andy.
Okay.
He's homeless.
Okay.
Why are you? Why are you?
He'll tell you his name, but you have to find him a place to live.
Yeah. Why are you discriminating against homeless people?
I can recommend a good corner, 48th Street and 6th Avenue.
That's a terrible corner.
It's a perfectly fine
no,
corner. There's a great. There's a subway. Great.
Tonight.
Yeah. You can come for free if you just tell me your name.
Hey, the person from nowhere called Daniel in Jersey City. Thank
okay.
You,
let's
Daniel.
Come on. We can take three more calls. Ken, let's rip through them.
Okay.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Andy, this is your grandpa. How dare
okay,
you
let's go. Ken, Ken,
how do people
Ken,
know what
pal.
Your grandparents are?
Ken, I don't know. It is spooky.
Yeah.
Okay. And hi, thanks for calling.
Brendan in Creskill. Thank
okay,
you.
Come on, Kenny.
And
Kenny.
Nicole.
Kenny, we have another minute.
Okay,
Kenny.
Okay.
Hi, where are you calling from? What's
oh,
your name?
You've been hitting me so much.
Hello, is this the Empowered
oh,
Women
Oh, for the
line?
Love of God.
This is the Empowered Women line. Yeah, hey. You gotta come okay. to seven. You gotta come to 7 Second Deli tonight. 1 hour from now at Monty Hall, 43 Montgomery Street. We're doing a big stand-up show. 12 comics.
All
Andy
right.
and I are
I
both
guess
doing.
I have to add all this.
Yeah,
up.
Add it all up so
I'm
we can add in
you
your pledge.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16.
Now you got to do 16 times 50.
I can't do that.
Minus 100.
That's I owe you $200.
That's it?
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't believe this happened.
I'm writing you a
this
check.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Fine.
Online at WFMU.org. Come to Monty Hall tonight for the stand-up comedy show.
I don't
show.
Know whether to be grateful or bitter.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Feisner.
That's my constant state of consciousness.
Hey, thanks to Jeremiah for the newsletter.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Then I hear you tell your dad your mama's going to say that the dream I'm telling you, baby, you're losing out. Was early one morning she come dragging home. Was early one morning she come dragging home. Was early one morning she come dragging home. You oughta heard her crying, daddy, your mama treated you wrong. That's the dream I'm telling you, baby, you're losing out. I left you that time, but I ain't gonna leave you no more. I left you that time, but I ain't gonna leave you no more. I left you that time, I ain't gonna leave you no more. When I leave you again to be holding me waiting your door, that's the reason why I'm telling you, daddy, you be losing out. Meanwhile,